The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm looking at a picture of the United States, all the states, and there's crayon scribblings all over it, red and blue, and it's all out of the lines and everything. What we know about our election so far?
Nothing. Well, it's getting more defined, but the pollsters never trust another state pollster again. They don't know anything. They don't know margins. Like, no. The national polls are probably going to come out where Biden was a popular vote by what they said, but as far as in-state, they don't know nothing. Always wrong.
The polls, I mean, this has proven once again that they are. I mean, I couldn't. The disappointment. I didn't watch CNN. And I just don't want. But ABC, of course, we were watching ABC because my wife.
Yeah.
Stephanopoulos looked like he was about to cry most of the night because. And he said, "How is this happening? How's?" And then one of the women is like, "I don't know. I'm really disappointed in my state, Ohio. In the state of Ohio, and what we did.
Ohio told you last time what they were about.
Yeah.
Just because the pollsters gave you some weird sense that it was going to be different. No. In fact, Michigan, who appears to be going Biden's way, Wisconsin too, those are supposed to be these almost 5 to 6 point wins. Why? They were in that 1% range last time around too. State pollsters stink. They shouldn't ever be trusted again.
Well, I did think that a lot of people had turned on him because
he has.
But they didn't.
Well, the numbers, Biden will likely win in those states because he did better in areas where Hillary didn't, or it was really poor. Now, Trump still won those areas, but he did better than Hillary. And then he ran up the score in areas where Hillary won in the districts and in the counties. But the numbers, as far as these wide margins of victory,
That's
not how those states went the last time. They're not going that way this year.
Right. Well, Pennsylvania's still up in the air, right?
Yeah, they're counting their absentee ballots. Well,
but fracking killed them. We'll see. Oil thing killed them.
Well, and I'm sure it did, but we'll see. If the absentee ballots are coming in and they're apparently coming from predominantly Democratic counties, so he's got a shot. And then the Georgia thing might be the most giant surprise of the entire election. Because he's like 100K down.
Sure he got his ass kicked in Atlanta.
No. That would be incorrect. You mean Trump?
Trump.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that would be the biggest surprise if Biden pulls that out. He's about 100K down, but most of all the votes are situated in those areas. And there's still some stuff outstanding. So he could possibly win that. That would be the one Sun Belt state that he would win.
It's amazing. The entire East Coast and West Coast.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the country. I mean, it's so.
And the deciding factor for elections now, because we kind of know where all those other states are going to go, is that Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Now, Biden's apparently going to win Arizona, which is a bit of a surprise. Some people are like, maybe you don't attack their most beloved senator. Maybe that would work out for you, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, he don't care about anything.
Well, that might cost them.
Did you see now the rumor is there's like 264,000 votes that have been counted in Michigan, 264,000 to zero.
That's what they're putting out there.
Yeah, they're putting out there. It was like 264,000 votes to none for Trump.
Yeah.
I would imagine he'd pick up one.
Well, I would imagine that maybe those numbers are false.
Yes. No. That's, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, how is this?
And it's maybe
you know who made that up? A Russian bot.
Maybe just give yourself 40 or 100 or maybe 1,500 to make it more realistic. Yeah, we're not going to be officially. I mean, Michigan and Wisconsin may be done today, but Philly, Pennsylvania, who knows? Nevada's not even going to release their official count till tomorrow. They're like, we're going to count today, but we're not going to tell you till tomorrow because we want our own moment. They're like a recruit. We want our own moment.
Yeah.
we're going to go on Twitter, put it in the notes app, and tell you who won. So they're going to wait.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, you know, the whole country is on pins and needles.
I'm telling you, Crenshaw's going to be our next president. Look at his wife.
Like, you work on the James Franklin approach. Like, if he has an attractive wife, then he's got to be great.
All right. What? Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know.
And you're not working on that approach? Then you're doing it wrong.
No, I don't think you have to be a great person.
Going to be, well, you know he's a great person. He's got a hot wife.
That's, I thought money was a contributing factor.
He's only got one eye, Dell. Thanks. Thank you for your service, Mr. Crenshaw.
I was going to say overall. What would you consider a bigger contributing factor to having an attractive wife? Being a great person or money in your
great
eyes?
Great person. Because I'm certainly not going to say that women, that's all they care about is money, Dell. Like you're saying.
I didn't say all they care about. I said what was a bigger contributing factor in your opinion?
Well.
Money or being a great person?
Great person.
Okay. There. That's where you stand.
Funny. They don't care about looks and they don't care about money.
You know what makes you funny? When you tell a joke handing over a Birkin bag. You know how funny you are?
You're funny. You are so funny. I love you.
I know. You know how funny you are?
You're handing over Birkin bags?
Man, not me, but some guys are.
You got the cheese.
Yep. And you're funny.
Yes. I just love you for your sense of humor. And give me that bag.
Yeah.
Give me that bag. I was just talking to my boy, Mark Hubbard. Said, how you feeling this week? Should I take you on my fantasy team? He says, I don't know. I take the Bombers this week. Memorial's a long course. Take the guys who hit it long.
Oh, you're talking about golf again.
Yeah. Again? We have the Houston Open here.
I got to explain it to people because you're talking in almost a language people don't get. You're talking about Bombers and fantasy. People are like, is John talking about football again? No, he's talking about golf.
Golf. Yes.
Houston Open. John will be there if you want to see him.
I'll be there Friday. Going Friday. Playing today and tomorrow and going Friday. That's right.
So you're like a guy who likes to play basketball before a big game on TV. You want to play golf, then you go see the greatest golfers in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to play like crap, and then I'm going to go see the greatest golfers in the world.
Speaking of hotness, we got a tweet about Dan Crenshaw's hotness. Do you see that?
No.
Just for your information, Dan Crenshaw is extremely hot. Most women will agree. The eye patch even adds sexiness.
Wow. Thank you, Ape Rob.
Women of
97.5. Well, wait a minute. Ape Rob 3. Like there's an Ape Rob 1 and an Ape Rob 2?
Maybe.
I don't know. What does Ape Rob mean?
She can tell us.
April Robinson, maybe?
I don't know. You can tell us.
Is that your name? April Robinson?
He wants to know why you have an Ape Rob 3 name.
Ape Rob 3. So, there can't be two Ape Robs in front of you.
So maybe Dan Crenshaw's wife's a great recruiter, according to Ape Rob.
Maybe. Who won the Korean Office baseball pool? We don't have it. It's not done yet. They're playing. They've got the playoffs going on right now. Right now, they're in the playoffs. I probably won. I don't know.
After an awful start, Lance's KT Wiz came on strong.
Yeah, they came in strong. Came in really strong.
Finished in second place.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Robertson, I have three sons. Yeah, that's what I said. Ape Rob. April Robert. Did I say Robinson? Robertson. I knew that. Look at me. I should be a detective.
Do your sons
know how much Law and Order I watch?
I'm aware. You've told me. Do your sons know how hot you think Dan Crenshaw is? Is that something that gets
Does your husband
about?
Know how hot you think Dan Crenshaw is, Ape Rob?
I don't know if she has a husband.
She's got three kids.
So? Oh, a divorce doesn't happen?
Why do you think she's just out there sleeping around with three kids?
I just said, divorce doesn't happen? That's not a thing?
Oh.
I'm just going to tell you, Ape Rob, you're less interesting if you're married.
What? No. Well, but she should be less interesting to men. She's married.
I don't know that she's married.
She's devoted to her husband and her three children.
We don't know that she's married, John. She has to tell us.
Yeah. No, she sounds like a girl who, a nice, fine, upstanding young lady who's married with three kids.
Why? Because she started talking about the sexiness of Dan Crenshaw that makes her fine and upstanding?
Yes. Ape Rob. I got your back here, Ape Rob.
Whatever.
Yes, my husband knows, and no, they are too young. They don't know.
I told you she's less interesting now.
Why do you hate on married women?
I'm not married women. Marriage, the entity that is marriage, I hate on. It's not about the individuals involved.
Who's the which country spends the most time on Pornhub per capita?
Pakistan?
No, close.
India?
Thailand.
Why is Thailand close to
India?
I don't
know.
why is Thailand close to Pakistan?
Seems like they'd be close to each other.
I don't know that they are.
I don't know. I don't think they are. No. I don't know.
Do they did they give you what the people in Thailand
ranked
love?
Number one in the world for the for time spent on Pornhub. Just shut down and banned Pornhub in the most controversial political move of Tuesday, November 3rd. Thailand shut down Pornhub. Wow. I'm not living in. Remind me never to live in Thailand.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure you're going to need that, but yeah, I'll let you know if you're thinking about it. Oregon or Thailand?
Oregon. Easily. Oregon wins.
Drugs and Pornhub?
There is the Thai massage.
But you can get that anywhere. Maybe not
yeah,
the
you
original.
Get that in Oregon, I would
yeah,
imagine.
Why you got to go to Thailand for that?
I'm pretty sure you can get that anywhere. Free Pornhub. They're pissed. People are pissed in Thailand. I would
be too if that was one of my prime things to do. Since they love that thing so much, you're going to take it away from me?
Yeah.
It's amazing that a place like Thailand would do that.
No, it's not. Not really.
No.
1013 ESPN 97.5, 773-780-3776. Come hang.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Did you see J.P. Crawford won the Gold Glove at shortstop in the American League?
Was Correa the favorite for that?
Correa led him in 5 of 6 categories.
But who does Correa play for?
What glove does Correa use?
Do you think that played a part?
He uses a Wilson. What glove does Crawford use?
Is it a Rawlings?
A Rawlings.
Oh, well.
Who gives out the award?
Rawlings. What do we have? Do we have a breakdown of who won the Gold Gloves and what glove they wore?
I don't have every glove. No, I don't have that. But I do know that Correa uses a Wilson and Crawford uses a Rawlings.
So what I thought it might be, well, we're not looking to give Astros any awards this year.
Well, that is the case too, and especially as outspoken as Carlos was during the regular season. Let's not forget they're Astros. Secondly, Carlos Correa did come on strong, but Carlos Correa is the best shortstop. He's the best fielding shortstop in the league.
I think maybe there's some conspiracy about the glove, but I think it's more. When we have the opportunity to punish the Astros and not give them stuff, we're going to do that.
We're going to do it.
Baseball decides they're going to do that and ignore. Let's give Mookie Betts one because his cheating happened a couple years ago.
Well, no, Mookie, no, he didn't cheat. Remember?
What?
It was the video room guy, intern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was actually a former player and he was in the video room. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Mookie Betts.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't. Who was it? What writer? What holier-than-thou baseball writer? How are A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora? Bob Nightingale, I think it was, wrote a piece. How are those guys back? And this is okay?
Look, I don't know if there are baseball writers listening. Who knows? I'm just going to tell you, you guys suck. Not at your jobs. You may be great at that. But are you unaware of what your sport is and what it does and how much condoning of cheating or ignoring of cheating your sport does? Stop being offended. Your sport ain't sacred. It's not.
Your sport sucks.
It's not a sacred entity. You guys cheat. The sport cheats. And you determine arbitrarily what's okay and what isn't.
Yeah. I mean, boy, there's a lot of names on here. You don't even know. I mean, you know, and Alex Gordon. Robert, apparently, this White Sox kid is really good, a rookie. He won the Gold Glove in center field. But I mean, wow. There's a lot of guys. Now, over in the National League, there's more guys. Baez, Arenado, Wong, Rizzo, Betts, Fried. You know those guys. American League, man, it's young. Let's get Lazy. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, fellas? I know it's not Thursday, Thursday, but I just wanted to get in right quick. And I had a couple questions about the Rockets. What do y'all think about James Harden playing pickup games with John Wall, maybe Andre Drummond? You see them finally going back and getting a big man. I mean, Silas had Porzingis in Dallas. You think them going maybe after maybe Drummond or maybe Dwight Howard with the Lakers? We do need another big man. If they trade James Harden, we should riot. Everybody in the city should riot because you got to. If you trade in James Harden, you got to get somebody back, another score. Maybe Devin Booker from Phoenix. You got to get somebody that's averaging the same amount of points as he is.
Before you go, what is this we stuff? Aren't you a Laker fan?
I'm a LeBron fan, like you said. You know me, bro.
Don't act like you don't know me. Don't say we. Stop it.
I'm surprised. You're a white guy. You should be a Dodgers fan. honestly. Look, he's not a Luka fan?
Well, he's a Euro. Does he identify with that?
I mean, he can't be.
He's probably white.
So.
Probably a Gordon Hayward fan.
Nobody's a Gordon Hayward fan anymore.
He's a white guy who plays on the. In historically the whitest team that we've ever seen in the NBA. Historically.
Whiter than Utah now. Utah's pretty
well,
white.
Well, he's played for both.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
He should be a Gordon Hayward fan. I don't think Silas looks at Drummond or Howard and goes, yeah, I have Porzingis, so let's get these guys. They're completely different players. One, Dwight Howard is a bench player. You don't want him starting for your team. Your team gets worse. And Drummond... Is he a free agent? They'd have to trade for him. And who's trading? I don't know. Andre Drummond, no. No.
Well, what can you get him for? Why? You need a big guy. Him? How about a big guy? I don't care.
No.
Well, what do you think you're going to get?
I don't want him.
What exactly do you think you're going to get with $5.7 million? You can't buy a player anymore for five. That's a pittance in the NBA.
Understood. And Drummond is a 17 and... A 17-8 guy last year.
I take Drummond.
Yeah, I've seen this. He's a bad defender.
It's better than putting PJ on everybody that's on Porzingis.
You sure? Have you seen Drummond play?
Yeah.
When he was in Cleveland or Detroit?
Detroit.
He's a stat compiler. Get out of my face, Andre Drummond.
Well, what do you think you're going to get?
Do something else. Go find a cheaper version that doesn't cost you $20 million a year.
Just go get Jokic.
No,
okay?
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is you can go get a better, maybe not a better player, but a more cost-effective player than Andre Drummond.
Well,
Andre, how much? Who,
for 5.7, you can't ask for much. That's like spitting on somebody in the NBA.
You're paying. These are the contracts you're handing out to guys you don't think are worth it. Russ, right?
Right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
What, $40 million?
The Cleveland Cavaliers don't have any interest in having Russ on their roster. They have multiple young guards that they're trying to figure stuff out with. You have Eric Gordon, who you don't really like paying that much considering what he does in the playoffs. You want to add an Andre Drummond at $28 million. Now he's a free agent, so you have some salary cap relief after this year. $28 million for Andre Drummond.
Where's 28? Who said 28?
That's what he makes. That's what he's making.
Here's what he's making. Well, you can't pay. They don't have that.
So they'd have to trade. That's what I'm saying. You'd have to trade longer contracts.
Who are you trading?
That's what I was pointing out. Russ and others.
Who are you trading?
That's what I was saying. He's not a free agent.
You want Eric Gordon? Go ahead. Go ahead. Take him. Take Eric Gordon.
The only benefit.
And add 18.
The only benefit of that is you get out from Eric Gordon's contract. But the Cavs don't want Eric Gordon.
No.
What do they need Eric Gordon for?
Nobody wants that.
So it's not just Andre Drummond.
Nobody wants anything.
Playing pickup with John Wall and James Harden.
They can't trade for him.
You
got to pick up a scrap heap.
Well, that's what I was saying. You wanted Andre Drummond.
I'll tell you know what? Andre Drummond would be unbelievable compared to the guy that you can get for 5.7.
Okay, sure. How many are you dumping the ball down Andre Drummond with James and Russ? I thought I was just told that he crowds the lane.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I swear to God.
And by the way,
I could remember Russ getting to the NBA Finals with Kendrick Perkins.
Huh. Well, he got to the NBA Finals. He got to the NBA Finals with James and Kevin Durant.
But he also had a center.
Not for the big moments, which is what.
Well, they had to pull him off the floor because he was so bad.
Yeah.
Well, because he was so bad. Because
Andre Drummond would be you.
They
find
wanted him on the floor. They just couldn't put him on the floor.
And Andre Drummond, you'd find him unplayable in big moments. Yeah. He would be that bad.
Well. They got to find somebody that's bigger than 6'1".
Yeah, you can do that without paying the guy $28 million.
How about Rack today? Romeo Crennel said this. I think everybody thinks we stink. So I'm going to tell them we stink. Then if we can do better than that, if we can get some deodorant, then we'll smell a little better. A win is like deodorant to me.
I think he's just working on stuff.
I think he might be working on his routine.
Yeah. What does it matter to him? He's just working on stuff, maybe get a couple fake media laughs and go about his business.
Yeah.
Rack out here trying to get put 10 minutes together after his coaching career.
Yeah, I mean, I just love that. Rack is doing a, he's doing his stand-up routine every press conference. I love that.
You're going to need more than deodorant.
It's more. Listen, this week, they get a break. Holy crap, did they need this? Are you kidding me? This is the perfect time. This or the Jets. A Jake Luton sighting. And the week after a bye when you're 1-6. When JJ's pissed off at the world. Deshaun is like, whatever, I got mine.
I hope Deshaun is back and rejuvenated, because you know he was tired.
He was tired. Deshaun's like,
hope he's back. Are
we playing this week?
Hope he got in some good rest, and now he's going to be energized for the back half of the year.
Yikes, I'm tired. Whoa. Good thing we're playing the Jags. Whew, I was tired. Mm. So tired. So
it really is unfortunate.
Did we trade anybody? I just woke up.
No, he knew they weren't going to trade anybody, because he told them, we're not trading nobody. 1-6.
I hope you guys ain't. I told everybody we weren't trading. What'd you guys do? And then you go try and go trade guys? Is that what you behind my back trying to trade people?
When I was napping all bye week?
When I was taking a nap?
It's going to be a rough one for the Tankathon this week. The Giants did me no favors. Now the Jags. The Texans play the Jags.
Yeah. He wasn't really, Rack the other day, wasn't really complimentary of Blacklock or Greenard. He was like, yeah, well, you put them in there and then they make all kinds of mistakes and then it's no good.
Well,
okay. Well, you got to get them to where,
is he lying? You know,
they're not screwing everything up.
Oh, well,
okay. You, all right, Rack. Appreciate that.
It's great. He's like, I don't have to deal with them after this year.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is all. I don't care about these guys.
Probably didn't even ask him his opinion on them when they drafted him.
713-780-3776. Yes, my opinion, and ask Laura's opinion or David Gow's opinion of HR&P, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get them saying how wonderful they are, especially David and Laura, too. I mean, Laura, it takes so much of a burden off of your CFO, so much of a burden. When they're doing all the tax work, when they're taking care of the payroll perfectly, when they're doing HR, all of the things that they do for you, when they're taking care of all of your needs for the COVID, and they certainly did. And, you know, you're trying to get that PPP, you're trying to get the small business loan, whatever you're trying to do, you got unemployment claims and all of the things that you've had to face in these trying times. And HR&P was there every step of the way, knowledgeable and helpful, accountable, answering all your questions. And if your payroll company didn't do all of those things, well, go with ours, because they do all of those things. And they did all of those things for us. Give them a call, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Congratulations, Del. Your city, Texas City, hired its first African-American mayor.
I don't live in Texas City.
You kind of do.
No, they're different. Kinda,
no, it's like same thing.
Now, I wonder if League City has ever had an African-American mayor. I'm not going through their history, but it would seem unlikely.
Holly said, my vote counted. Yay. So, congratulations, Holly. You voted for the new mayor of Texas City.
It does feel good, right? When person you're you back with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Particularly if it's making history.
Yeah, because you don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to be back in a loser.
No, we do that enough with our sports teams.
Yeah, well, how many? Yeah.
And that's what.
Don't we get enough of that?
And that's what
here?
Voting is at this point for people. They just pick
It's just a sport?
Yeah.
I just want to be on the winner.
I just want
the winning side.
I want to beat you because.
Well, and if not, you know, your guy sucks. You cheated.
Yeah.
You guys
you did
are.
Things.
Yeah. Speaking of cheating.
Uh-huh.
Ben Reeder. Writer? Ben Reeder.
What was he? What was his title of the book?
Astros. Astro Ball? Astro.
I don't know. But he was the one who put on Sports Illustrated that the Astros won the World Series in 17, and they did. He predicted it years before. That's his claim to fame.
Right. And then he wrote the book about the Astros. Astro Ball. Yeah. And he's doing, apparently he is going to unveil all kinds of new information about he interviewed Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch, I guess, and he's going to be on his podcast. His podcast is The Edge and wraps up Wednesday, and then November 11th, the two-part final episode will likely be devoted in large part to the Astros cheating. So the Astro Ball author, he had access like nobody had access. And then he wrote the book, and he couldn't have been more complimentary, and he couldn't have been more excited about what the Astros did and everything else. And then he turned on him. Then he turned like a snitch, like a rat.
Hey, you broke his heart, John.
He turned like a rat.
They broke his heart, John.
No, he's a rat. Okay? He Mike Fiers, which one?
Wait, the writer is a rat?
Well, he turned on the team. They loved him, and then now he hates him.
His heart is broken.
Oh, yeah, my heart was broken, too. Only because somebody stop this. What the hell, Altuve? Take control of your locker room. I mean, come on. Stop already. You didn't even like it, Altuve. You didn't like it and you just kept doing it. That's crap. What else is happening in the world that we haven't talked about yet, Del? And we talked NBA. They're deciding between 60 and 72 games. I'm sure that the NBA would love to have the 72 games, but listen, if you want to play less games, you guys decide you want to play less games, then you're going to make less money.
Yeah.
Because you guys get 51% of the basketball-related income. Is it BRI? BM?
Basketball-related income. Should be BRI.
Yeah, I think it is. Whatever it is. Whatever, you know, you guys, so you don't want to play as much? Okay. I would imagine this is a Laker thing again,
I saw someone tweet out, maybe it was Kevin O'Connor, the Ringer, who we had on. He said it was the teams, he breaks it up into threes. Like, there are some teams who haven't played a basketball game since the shutdown, since March. And they're like, yeah, let's play as soon as possible. Then there's another group, the teams who got to the conference finals, like, yeah, we'd like a little bit more rest. And everyone else is like, start whenever. It's the people who don't want to play are probably from those teams who played. But everyone else is like, either play or don't. Most people are like, let's play.
Four teams out of 30.
Maybe eight. Who knows? Depending on the conference. Maybe, I don't know if the Rockets are involved in that because they're in the conference semifinals. But most, was it 22 out of the 30 are like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. And you know what? And
it's probably going to happen. That's what I saw. The 72-game thing is likely going to happen.
Yeah. And
starting around Christmas.
There's teams that didn't even get to the bubble.
That's what I'm saying. He said it. He broke it down. There are how many teams haven't played a game since March? How many teams only played like eight games in the bubble and then went home? There are plenty of people like, hey, can we play basketball? Because I'm fine with playing and getting my entire check. Or at least most of it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
1035 ESPN. 97.5. I think we hit most everything today, though. We were pretty good.
You don't want to talk about the United States national team call up team? The team they called up for their couple friendlies?
I don't even know what the hell that means, but go ahead.
It's a bunch of young dudes. It's a what we're seeing is a potential transition from the old to the new.
Who's called up?
Well, Pulisic, if he can stay healthy, which is Captain America.
Is that how you say it, or Pulisic?
I don't know. Pulisic.
Whatever.
I say Pulisic. The team is pretty much 20 and under. You got some teenagers. You're not going to recognize the names if you're not a diehard. And even if you are, you might be like, oh, that guy's playing. But it's a bunch of guys who people have been dying to see because we're done with it. The national team has felt tired for a while. And,
oh, yeah.
And some youth.
Where's Michael Bradley?
Oh, stop it. No more Michael
Where
Bradley.
Where is Michael Bradley? We can't have a U.S. team without Michael Bradley.
I will celebrate so much the next time he is. The next time there is a comp, a game that means something, a match that means something, like the qualifier or Gold Cup, and he's not included in the team. Stop it. He's not good enough to play at that level. Knock it off.
Do you think the 10 o'clock hour is such a throwaway hour that we should talk U.S. men's soccer?
I was trying to see if
Do
you
you think that we're... it is so...
It's a lot of young dudes. He should be excited about
that. But do you think that there's so little care about the 10 o'clock hour?
Look, I'm done. I just want to go home.
The U.S. men's soccer team.
You at what else would you, I just?
All right. How about this?
I just threw it out there to see if you would no.
How about Oklahoma State can't put up the yellow lines anymore?
If you missed that story, Oklahoma State used their scoreboard to try to distract.
It's right behind the goalpost.
Yeah, it's a score, big scoreboard right behind the goalpost.
It's ingenious, though, isn't
and
it?
They tried to distract the camera.
They put
Dicker.
About 30 yellow lines so that he couldn't tell where the goalposts were.
He was like, "What do you think? I am stupid.
What am I stupid?
What am I dumb? You think I'm a dummy?" Cameron Dicker, Dicker the kicker. So now they can't do that.
Yeah. Paul Feinbaum, who is on Harbaugh again,
Jim.
He said he should go back to the NFL. Boy, Feinbaum can't stand Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, he doesn't like him. I saw something that was interesting comparing, talk about Michigan, the program and what people in the program want for the team. Like, outside of Michigan, people like us, people who've just grown up watching Michigan football, believe their aspirations are a national title, and that should be what they're all out for. Some guy who does college football stuff says, he's from the Midwest. He goes, that's not necessarily the administration's real goal. Sure, they want to win Big Ten titles. They want to be competitive. But they're just fine with what Harbaugh has accomplished. Not losing to Michigan State. That's embarrassing. Sure, getting your ass kicked by Ohio State's not great. But they're okay with being a 9-10 win team. Because their aspirations aren't centered on, let's do everything possible for recruit procurement. Whatever that might mean, depending on what part of the country you are, you kind of get what I'm saying as far as doing whatever it takes. They're not about that life.
No.
Now, their direct comparison is probably Notre Dame. So why is Notre Dame has more success than you right now? But they're not into the do whatever it takes.
Well, I don't believe that because they thought Harbaugh was going to be. I mean, Harbaugh was a great coach. He was a great coach in San Francisco. He was a great coach at Stanford. They went out and got, and he's their guy. I mean, I think they want to win.
No,
I think
I'm not suggesting they don't want to win.
Yeah.
But they're not into looking to do whatever it takes. And you can guess what that means. They don't want that particular model.
Sure some players.
I'm not suggesting that they don't. But what I'm saying is you're not going to see them do what, let's say, Ohio State or the SEC would do to get a guy.
You going
to
watch the 11 o'clock USC-Arizona State game?
Yes. I don't know. People are down on that. People call it like non-Pac-12
people.
So what? Who cares?
I don't know. I'm fine with it. But they got to play at 9 a.m. What time do you think they're getting up?
Probably 4.
5:45.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's only 3 hours before the game.
Oh,
we've never seen this before. A 9 a.m. game.
Whatever. You've kids have been doing it for years. Oh, no, the college kids can't get up early? What?
Well, that is true. Youth kids, but you do that. I mean, they're little kids.
I wasn't a little kid. Now, I wasn't in high school, but under 15, under 14, you get up at like 5:45 for a game at 9. That's how, if you're traveling, that's how it works.
I don't remember ever playing. What, 5:15, 14, you're in your freshman high school. You don't play 9 a.m.
I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about youth sports in general.
Oh, yeah, maybe. It's not a soccer game, yeah.
It's not that. Look, I know it's weird for people, but it's been done at lower levels in different sports. It's okay. It's okay.
They haven't done it in a while, okay?
I'm not talking about
getting up at 5:45. I wonder what kind of football. First of all, it's the first game.
And you know what?
They're going to have that. Now they're going to have, on top of it, I'm tired. I'm not used to going to bed.
Take the under in the first half.
Probably, huh?
But remember when the noon kickoff was the big deal in college football back when it was just like when, you know, it was noon. Miami, Florida State at noon when those teams were good. The noon game was actually a really big deal. It's not so much anymore. It's primetime 2:30 SEC stuff. West Coast teams would go across the country and play like Penn State at like 9 Pacific. but it was 11 Central, 12 Eastern. Those games have happened in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, it was 9 o'clock for them then.
Yeah.
Right.
It has happened before.
Right. It's but not
on the West Coast.
9 o'clock on West Coast.
But
no.
The fans can't go anyway, so what does it matter?
Yep. No, right. Who cares?
Yeah. It'll
be interesting to see. I think you got a good point there.
I think under first half, and then maybe it picks up in the second half.
Yeah. It'll be interesting
to
see.
And it's a good game as far as two contenders.
Arizona State and USC, yeah.
And the night game is Stanford versus Oregon, the other contender, Oregon being that. But the Pac-12 at least did it right by making that first game a game with two good teams, potentially. They're West Coast quarterbacks, but Jaden Daniels is a good player for Arizona State. Kadon Slove is a good player for USC. And then you can watch Oregon at night. So
I wonder...
Oh, by the way, the MAC starts tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's MAC football on.
We got
tonight.
Our Wednesday night game?
Yep.
I wonder, that'll be interesting to see.
And by the way, it's not one MAC team. They're all playing tonight.
I wonder who's broadcasting the
MAC games?
No, the USC game.
Fox.
It's on Fox?
Yeah.
It should get a good rating.
It should.
We've never seen it before.
Yeah, and it'll be 11 o'clock the normal time. We would watch the Fox game.
The sun is going to be in somebody's eyes. Because it's going to be low.
I love all the interesting things that are surrounded. The 9 o'clock kickoff, the sun, the mist on the field. Yep. Still, probably.
When they're on the field for the first time, it's 7:30.
The dew is still on the grass.
The dew is, it's going to be wet.
I'm all in on this. And if, like I said, football is a thing tonight too. ESPN has put the MAC on as the MAC comes back on all their networks, except for one game is going to be on CBS Network. But so. It's like it'll be staggered, but there's like seven games on
tonight. Is game day there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It should be.
They're probably
first time they've ever done that.
I haven't heard. They probably make one trip a week, and it's going to be to Notre.
You know where they are next week?
You mean after this week? They're at the Masters.
At the Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining
game day at the Masters?
Why are you ruining game day with golf?
It's going to be the greatest game day ever.
When's the last time you watched game day?
I watch game day all the time.
Yeah, I used to. I sleep through it now.
I know. I watch game day all the time because I got to get up for the golf show and then I'm watching it.
Oh.
All right, 1043, ESPN 97.5, 1044 now. 713. Nope, you can't call. So, sorry. Eat that. You're not calling because we're doing News of the Year Weird next right here.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Apparently, you can get an emotional support Canadian.
Yeah, those were being offered last night depending on what side you're on, it looked kind of bleak.
Do you want an emotional support Canadian?
What you look like?
That's what I'm saying.
It all depends. I mean, I watch a lot of television, and a lot of it is based.
Are there a lot of hot Canadians? I don't know.
You'll be surprised how many TV shows you watch, and that's a Canadian woman you're looking at. Some of the shows are just filmed in Canada. And yeah, quite a bit. I'd be all in, depending on what she looks like.
So apparently it is Student March Day, Student Day March in Iran. Where they go out and they've been doing this. It's the anniversary of the Iranian seizure of the United States Embassy in 1979. And for the first time, they're not going to have their student day march in 40 years due to the coronavirus. Hmm. So they're asking students to burn their Israeli flags at home. Do you think you're going to burn? It seems like, doesn't it seem like in every news clip and every movie, They like to scream a lot.
They?
Yeah. There's a lot of protesting, you know?
Yeah. Well, you were watching.
I just feel like they spend a lot of time doing that.
Isn't there a couple protest scenes in Tehran, the show that we're both watching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
I thought initially that it was going to be about the students, you know, younger people being more liberal, protesting their tyrannical government. I was like, oh, isn't that nice? And then you flipped it. No, they're gonna instead of burning Israeli flags in public, they'll just do them at home.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that for, you know, COVID.
COVID sake.
Yeah. So just burn your Israeli flag at home.
Yeah, maybe do it outside, though. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good start.
Don't do it in your home.
No. But just outside.
I mean, I'm not
in your backyard.
I'm not an advocate of burning anyone's flag.
But
if you're deciding to burn a flag, and clearly I can't stop you, don't do it in your house.
No. Do it outside your yard. But, you know, hopefully in a fire pit or something so that you don't burn the grass all up.
Yeah, there are considerations.
I don't know. There's not a lot of grass or something.
It all depends on part of the city you're in, I guess.
I don't know. Green Bay, apparently they're having their issues. They had a real issue with counting votes yesterday because their machines ran out of ink.
I saw that. In the midst of people freaking out about who was going to, because Green Bay is
it's a backwards ass town.
Well, that's your thing.
I can tell you that.
But it was supposed to be votes that would come in for Biden. People were freaking out going as this count kept getting lower for Trump and Biden looked like he was going to gain on him. That was a place where a lot of people thought Democratic votes would come in. And then, oh, we got to pause because there's no ink in our printer.
Yeah. Yeah, we got. Well, we can't find out who's president of the United States because we didn't have any ink.
Amazing how. So it's amazing it's not uniform. You know how to elect the most important individual in the country. We've got so many different ways of doing it.
Surprisingly, Dave Andahl won North Dakota state legislature.
Why is that surprising?
Because he's dead.
I knew it because I saw that come across the screen yesterday. I just didn't know it was in North Dakota.
Yeah.
How much did he win by? Did it say? Was it a landslide?
He won about 35% of the vote to win the seat.
You must
seem like he's that popular.
No.
Okay.
I wonder how many people were involved. Like, was it a four-person race and he just won the majority of the percent
yeah,
of that?
I don't know.
Or the plurality, whatever it's called.
What if you're Dave Nearing who lost to him? Boy, really, people?
This
guy's not even alive and you think he's better than me?
That is how much we don't believe in you.
That's a bad. Listen.
We'd rather vote for the dead
I'm
guy.
I'm thinking you should get out of politics.
We'll vote for the dead guy because I think they'll have some special election and maybe there'll be another person we can vote for of you.
To me, it seems like you're a Texans backup cornerback.
I don't know.
You're pretty crappy.
How popular was the dead guy before he was dead? Maybe they're doing it in his honor.
Or we just don't like you.
Probably.
I think you should get out of politics. I don't know.
I forgot to ask. Did you write in Kanye yesterday?
I'm not telling anyone who I voted for.
You told us you were, though.
I know.
But you're not.
Well, I can tell you anything I want.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Kanye did vote yesterday. He only voted for one person. He didn't look at the other stuff on the ballot. Voted for himself.
Yeah, he voted for himself.
And that was it.
He said he's the only candidate he's ever trusted.
And it's the first time he's ever voted, I think, is what he said.
So a man and a woman are arrested in Detroit. Apparently, well, this isn't nice. They fired 16 shots into a home. Any idea why?
No.
Well, because the people called their baby ugly.
Well, was the baby ugly? Was it justified? Was it justified? Because
is the baby that ugly? That ugly?
Well, the point is, you make a point. Is a baby that ugly that you tell the parents that it's ugly? Like, normally, I'm assuming, when there's an unattractive baby, you just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
How?
You got to be an ugly baby.
Like, man, your baby's ugly.
That baby's ugly.
How are you guys going to deal?
See, I always said that about my brother's baby. He looks like a monkey. So I was like, I always said, you were an ugly kid.
Did he grow out of it?
No, he still looks like a monkey.
Poor kid.
A Playboy model was booted from a Southwest flight because she had a low-cut dress. I'm going to show you a picture, Dell. You tell me. Do you think that's kind of low-cut?
Man. Is that enough to get kicked off a plane, though?
Sure it is.
Why?
Well,
you're not showing
you
anything.
You cover those guys up.
They are covered. Not,
not
well.
Really.
They're not well covered.
Not really.
Dress is like a Texans cornerback.
Basically, that is. No coverage.
No cover. Hey.
No coverage whatsoever.
Hey, Vernon Hargraves. Better coverage.
Yeah.
It's coverage, though. You can't say it's bad coverage, but you're still out there. I mean, the receiver's going to make the catch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open, but it's coverage. It's not wide the F open.
Well, is Texans coverage acceptable behavior?
No, but it's
then
not.
Neither is this.
But this isn't a blown coverage like the Texans normally do. This is coverage.
This is covering just barely over those.
Yeah, you're guys. Yeah, you're trailing. You're so far behind that the receiver walks into the end zone.
Right.
But you're still covering. Yeah. I feel like they should have given her a little leeway.
What would
be that dress's PFF grade?
Wow. That's,
would that dress get a 10 on the PFF grade?
A 0.4. that dress ain't covering nobody.
I just don't think she should have been kicked out.
Ain't covering them, that big receiver.
So
she ain't covering Mike Evans. I'm telling you that.
Oh, well, that's true. That's like Vernon Hargraves on Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk's just going up and getting that one.
Swatting him out of the way and catching the ball.
Policeman might be in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, he punched a Biden supporter 5 times after that supporter was caught taunting Trump voters. Do you think
we have a
five punches to the face?
Do you think we have a problem in this country?
I don't know. I don't.
Did you see the picture of the Trump? I think I forgot. He wasn't voting, but he was going back to the White House, and this woman just gave the finger to Trump's car in the motorcade.
Did she get arrested?
I didn't see that part.
She ought to be. I think.
Well, she's lucky.
That's disrespectful. No. You were a little disrespectful yourself.
She's lucky she didn't get tear gassed.
What about Sarah McBride? First transgender woman elected to the state Senate, mm-hmm. Delaware.
I saw that.
Did you vote for her?
I can't. I don't live in Delaware.
Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes I vote
in
Delaware.
Did you see there's a sheriff.
I'm from Chicago. We vote anywhere.
I understand your election process. Did you see there was a sheriff who fired a woman and they attributed to her being a lesbian. So she ran against him and won.
Really?
And took his job.
That is awesome.
Hey, man. Karma. That's right. All that is. Watch yourself.
Yeah, I know.
She would have just been a loyal employee. Now she took your job.
Today. In today's world, though, against lesbians.
And he paid for it.
What
kind of world do we live in, John?
What kind of world is this?
I think you know what world we live in. It's pretty clear.
Okay. All right.
We're punching people. We're giving the president the finger while he's in the motorcade.
I've always been pro-lesbian.
Does it depend on what they look like? Well, he didn't say it verbally, but if you saw the Twitch, you know what he did.
Time to go. 10:56, ESPN 97.5, Press Box next.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.